You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
Currying favor has everything to do with flattery, and believe it or not, horses, and nothing to do with food.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now over Skype is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Good morning, Rebecca.
This week's question comes from a listener named Lisa. Lisa's been reading Isabel Wilkerson's book, Cast, and Lisa noticed that Wilkerson uses the phrase curry favor. She says, I don't hear that expression very often, but she was curious about its origins. And, you know, I'm curious or curious as well.
Rebecca.
I'll see myself out.
All right. I love this question. And let's start by making sure that everybody is familiar with what curry favor means. It would now mean to seek or gain favor through flattery or to use flattery to gain some kind of personal advantage. You're currying favor. What I love about this is that curry favor is a long-lost eggcorn. And you and I have talked about eggcorns before on the show. They are a reinterpretation of a word or a phrase so that it makes more sense to people. An example would be in feeble position rather than fetal position, or all intensive purposes rather than all intents and purposes. Or one I heard recently, very close veins instead of varicose veins.
That makes so much sense, though. Very close veins. I've not heard that.
Right. So that's the whole point of an eggcorn, is that they make sense. This reinterpretation, they sound very similar, but it's a way to make sense of something that is otherwise opaque. Curry favor is an eggcorn from 500 years ago. Curry, in this case, is a verb, and it's borrowed into English from Old French, and it means to comb or to rub down a horse. So that's the first thing you need to know. And then we need to know, what horse are we talking about? There was a 14th century French allegorical poem called Le Roman de Fauvel. And this poem is a satire. It's focused on social corruption, relationship of church and state. And Fauvel was a horse. And he was sometimes described as muddy beige or chestnut horse. And he did not like his stable. He moved into his master's house and became the master of the house. He also became prominent in the royal court. So as the story goes, he was fickle and demanding, and over time, church leaders and politicians would come to visit him and try to please him. And one of the ways to please him was to curry him and make sure he was clean. And this is where we get curry Fauvel.
I see where this is going.
You can see where this is going. So this poem was very popular. It was well known in England. And at first, the name Fauvel was borrowed into English as a symbol of cunning or duplicity. It probably came to be pronounced something like Fauvel. And soon the phrase curry Fauvel was being used in English to mean to flatter a false or cunning leader for personal gain. Clearly, people forgot who Fauvel or Fauvel was, and by the 1500s, we see this phrase get reinterpreted as to curry favor, and it's been that way ever since.
And this in no way involves the spice.
It in no way involves the spice. The word curry actually comes from Tamil. It comes in through Portuguese. We see it in English by the late 1500s, but these two curries, completely unrelated to each other.
Regardless, I know what I'm going to do for dinner tonight. Have a good weekend.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of the upcoming book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday on Weekend Edition. If you can't catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.